You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got some exciting spoilers for the week of April 4th through 8th on the CBS soap opera. And of course, be sure to come back tomorrow where we'll have the full roster of weekly spoilers for next week. But in the meantime, I've got really juicy stuff about Lily and Daniel, also about Jack, Diane, Tracy, and Ashley, and about Victor, Nikki, and Jordan. We're going to dive right into all the good stuff with this exciting glimpse into some next week's spoilers, but please click subscribe if you haven't already. So the first thing we want to talk about is a scene with Lily and Daniel at Chancellor Winters, and she is looking really pissed off at him. So this juicy tidbit for Lily Winters and Daniel Ramalotti is a really exciting scene for next week. I cannot wait to see it. It looks like the gloves are off. Lily has not forgiven Daniel for cheating on her, and she's clearly, very clearly punishing him. And this is kind of a rough spot for Lily to be in because her brother Devon Hamilton doesn't agree with her firing Daniel and Heather Stevens. And also her ex Billy Abbott not only disagrees with the firing decision, but it looks like he is ready to openly support Heather and Daniel should they decide to sue Chancellor Winters for wrongful termination. Although in an at-will state like Wisconsin, that generally won't get you very far with a suit like that. But soap operas don't usually bother with legalities and things like that. So they could definitely try and sue. So next week, Daniel shows up at the office at Chancellor Winters, and it looks like he's trying to convince his ex-girlfriend that he betrayed to give him back the profitable video game that he came up with the idea for. But remember, Chancellor Winters paid to have the game developed, which he never could have done on his own because he didn't have the money. So here's what Lily says to a very shocked Daniel next week. And just if you don't remember, the main character in the video game was this thing that he had designed with his daughter in mind. So just context. So Lily says to him, Lucy forgave you. Heather's back in your bed again. So Princess Louisa served its purpose. And now it's just another game and I own it. I am certain Daniel is going to run tell Heather that Lily told him to go kick rocks and he's not getting the video game rights back. And I mean, I do agree Chancellor Winters owns it, and I'm sure he signed a contract saying that in exchange for them to pay for all the development costs that he couldn't afford and give him a nice big paycheck that affords him to buy that penthouse, you know, they had the rights to it. That's how contracts work. But I also feel like this could absolutely trigger Heather to go ahead and file a lawsuit, which should be fun. And again, with sweeps coming, I anticipate that that is what's going to happen. We'll see. So the next spoiler is about Jack and Diane and Tracy at the Abbott Mansion waiting on Ashley. So it is intervention time at long last, the week of April 8th. But Jack Abbott still seems skeptical. So I'm interested to see how Diane reacts, because the last time that Jack and Tracy tried a family intervention, it didn't go well at all. And that was when they were talking about her staying away from Tucker McCall, and Ashley didn't take it very well. And Diane Jenkins point blank told Jack and Tracy that they blew it. So this time I could see it just exploding, because Ashley made Tracy pinky promise her that she wouldn't tell anyone about her losing time and waking up in a motel room with no idea how she got there. So a spoiler teased from TV Guide said that Ashley's alter egos don't want her to get psychiatric help because that means the end of them. So I expect that this intervention thing is not going to go over very well at all. Jack says to the ladies, so we're waiting for Ashley, right? I mean, she is the topic, isn't she? And Tracy says, I am scared to death for Ashley. So while Jack isn't taking this seriously, Tracy clearly is. But to be fair, Tracy has critical information that Jack does not, because Ashley only shared it with her sister. And I'm sure Ashley is going to be very upset with Tracy about this. But I'm looking forward to these scenes and Ashley's reaction. The last little spoilers tidbit we have for you for next week involves Victor Newman and Nikki Newman. They're at the ranch. They're dressed to the nines. They're getting ready to go out to their big, big party. So I want to talk about first what Nikki says and then discuss why they are tempting fate this way. So Nikki says to her husband, 40 wonderful, complicated, exciting years since we were first married. No one can spoil this night for us. And they have a kiss. Never say no one can do something on a soap opera. That means they are definitely going to do it. So this scene should happen probably Thursday the 11th, maybe Wednesday the 10th, but probably Thursday the 11th, because Victor and Nikki's big anniversary party is next Thursday and Friday, April 11th and 12th. They are celebrating the 40th anniversary of their first wedding, although I think they've been hitched a total of four times, maybe five, but I think four. And they first married April 13th, 1984, which falls on a Saturday. So they're doing the celebration on Friday. They look great in their formal wear. I'm excited to see everybody dressed up for the party. Victor is, of course, in a nice classic formal black suit. And Nikki is in a gorgeous midnight blue gown. It's got these sheer sleeves that I just love and this heavy diamond necklace. Gorgeous. However, they are tempting fate. Jordan Howard is on the loose and she's lurking right under their noses, dressed like an English professor on his way to a lecture about Keats. They have to know that Jordan is going to show up at their big party. They are definitely tempting fate, and official spoilers from the network say Jordan does indeed crash the party and she wreaks havoc. I mean, I hope this is her last hurrah, even though I love Colleen Zink, but recall, you know, she eluded law enforcement that first time at the lake house after poisoning everyone. That's when she should have been arrested, when she slashed Nick and did all that and ran off. So they had one chance to get her after that at the abandoned fishing cabin. That's when she had kidnapped Claire, and then she lured drunk Nikki there. That was follow-up fail number one. The next time was when she burned down the jail and escaped and came for them, and Nick tasered her, and they shoved her in that room. And then she poisoned herself and got out of that and then escaped from the hospital. That was failed follow-up number two. So when she shows up at the gala, that is Jordan's attempt number three to get back at the Newmans. And at this point, I feel like if they don't kill her in the chaos, she's never, ever going to stop coming for them. So I wonder what they can do to make sure she can't keep coming around looking for revenge, but we'll see how it goes. All right, that's it. We will have full weekly spoilers tomorrow and lots more to talk about. But for now, I hope you enjoyed these spoilers. I like all these spoilers. I'm totally there for Lily being petty. She's had so much heartache. I feel she's in no mood to take any BS from Daniel. Also, I look forward to Ashley's intervention blowing up in the Newman's faces and maybe her running off in the midst of a serious mental health spiral. And of course, the party is going to be wild and wicked once Jordan shows up. So check back soon. We'll have your full weekly spoilers tomorrow. And we are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. But please click subscribe and drop your comments. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.